This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So let me say this to Steve Cohen. And I think I've said this before to Steve Cohen, but I'll say it again. And I'm sure he's an avid listener to the Rico Bronya. Steve, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting it done. Thank you for not letting this drag in a late February. Thank you if it was throwing a few extra $1 million in there so it wouldn't drag in a late February. Thank you. Thank you for being honest a few weeks ago at Amazing Day. Thank you for not completely closing the door on Pete Alonso. Thank you for bringing him back. And thank you for lineup-wise, because I know we could have different arguments about the rotation and the bullpen. Lineup-wise, I think putting together the dream scenario when we went into the offseason. I want you guys to think about that. Remember November 1st. The Yankees just blew the world. Well, they blew game five. I wouldn't say they blew the world. But I think, yeah, they blew the World Series. They blew the whole thing. Game one, they blew. That's fine. The Yankees have blown the World Series. Now it's the offseason. Juan Soto is the priority, of course, I think for everybody. And then bringing Pete Alonso back would have been like the added, can you bring them both back? And I remember even admitting, you know what, if you can get Juan Soto, if you can't bring back Pete Alonso, I understand it. If I had to pick between the two, as much as this sounds disloyal, I'm going to pick Juan Soto. But then you get Juan Soto, Alonso's market dies. I mean, it drops dead. And you start to say, can we bring Pete back too? But if I told you on November 1st, they're getting Soto, we're getting Soto, and we're keeping Pete Alonso and everything else we're going to run back. You know, Vientos will be here. Even McNeil will be here. Obviously, Lindor is going to be here. We're going to go like kind of platoon-ish slash open up the young spot in center field and center field. Marte will just move to DH. We're not even going to dump his contract, and I hope they don't. We'll bring back Jesse Winker. We're going to bring everybody back, but OMG. We would have been like, you kid, let's go. We would have been like this. Hold on. Let me make a sound effect, but I can't even do it. I was going to do it like you're really excited and the thing hits the table. You know what I mean?
The rim shot?
Nah. I was trying to make a very inappropriate joke, but it didn't work, so we all moved on.
We all failed.
We would have been very excited. We would have said, really? Really, Juan Soto and Pete Alonso, let's effing go. And now, this lineup, and we're going to do a podcast on it. I'm not getting into it today. I'm not going to argue who should bet second. I've been waiting for it, though. I've been so excited, but we got plenty of them. You've got a core for this season of Francisco Lindor, who turned into one of the best leadoff hitters in baseball last year. Juan Soto, who... Do we have to waste our time using words to describe Juan Soto? We all know the deal. Pete Alonso, Mark Vientos, who became a star last year, and Hoff's favorite guy, Brandon Nimmo. That's your five. So however you want to line them up, that's your five. And Starling Marte, potentially a DH, and Francisco Alvarez. And oh, by the way, Jeff McNeil, who, as much as we're down on him, did win a batting title 2 years ago. This lineup is very deep. And so as you picture this lineup, I'm not trying to spike the football on your faces because I think most people agreed, but we did have some arguments about Pete Alonso. How can you seriously think this isn't the best case scenario? How can you not? Instead of us trying to figure out, well, all right, Brett Beatty's going to get a lot of time. Ronnie Mauricio's coming off a torn ACL. And look, both of those guys are going to get a chance. Second base is not a birthright for Jeff McNeil. He'll get a chance to be that second baseman. If he's hitting 225 in May, different conversation. DH, same thing. Marte's gone at the end of the year. If he doesn't hit, if he's on the injured list, DH could potentially open up. What if Brandon Nimmo needs plenty of off days? Jesse Winker's in the outfield, another DH spot opening up. There are going to be opportunities for Ronnie Mauricio and Brett Beatty. I screamed this last year about Vientos and Beatty when I wanted a DH, and they obviously added JD. I said, don't worry, guys. There'll be opportunities for these young players. You don't know where those opportunities are going to come from, but if you hit, you'll play. And what happened? Mark Vientos got the 11:59 p.m. surprise of J.D. Martinez being signed, and he was pissed. That's what I've heard. He was like, you got to be effing kidding me. And you know what Mark Vientos did with that anger? He went to AAA, and he raked. And you know what he did with that anger? He came up to the major leagues briefly, and he raked. Then he went back to the minor leagues, and he raked again. Then he came back up, and he raked. And before you know it, he's hitting a freaking game-tying home run against the Phillies in the divisional series. If Brett Beatty's got stones, that's what he does. This is not the end of the line for Brett Beatty. It's just a new opportunity to rake the way Vientos did. So I don't want to hear any gobbledygook about how these young guys are buried. It's BS. It's not true. You hit, you will play. There are opportunities.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.